Hello, everyone. I want to welcome you back to Talk Back Tuesdays. What I'd like to do is just take a few minutes of your time. And of course, we're always going to be on the road of any kind of medical negligence or medical malpractice when I do these Talk Back Tuesdays. So I just want to take different topics to talk about each Tuesday, and then you guys can get back with me. I know a lot of you like to do comments on a lot of the different social media outlets that I'm on, and you can let me know what your thoughts were or what particular thing happened to you that you want me to be more specific, because right now I'm just going to be talking in general terms so that it can hit a little bit of everybody, because everybody's situations are so different. All right. The first thing I want to talk about, though, is what you should do right after you realize that you have been stung by some kind of medical malpractice or some kind of medical mishap. The first thing I'm going to advise you to do is, of course, to try to get yourself together and get from under the care of the bad person of parties, if you can. Sometimes there's a lot of red tape with your insurance. You can't just switch doctors. You can't just switch hospitals. It takes time, and I get that. But you probably wouldn't want that person to keep treating you or your loved one if you know deep in your gut, or you feel deep in your gut, that you have been harmed, that you've been hurt, that you've been mutilated by this doctor or medical profession in any form. You might want to have close friends and family start documenting your journey, because maybe you're too sick, or maybe you're in a coma and you can't even do it in the first place. But have someone around you whenever you have any surgery. Always be prepared with a notebook, a pen, and a pencil so that they can watch from the outside, really. Document the time of your surgery, the date of your surgery, maybe all the medical professionals that are dealing with you, what information they are giving to you. Write that down, because I'm telling you, years later, when you need this information, you're not going to be able to rely on your memory or your daughter's memory or your son's or your husband's. You're going to need to have this stuff documented and written down so that you can make sense of it if and when you decide that you might want to do some kind of legal action against this person. Another thing you might want to do too is, after you're all healed up as best you can, have yourself or someone else look at your state medical boards online and see if this person or persons have any other complaints filed against them. Because it is true, if you can file against people and you have more than one, your chances of winning any kind of lawsuit would be better if you have another person or persons who have been harmed by this person. It's just life. It just makes it easier. When you are the only one, sometimes it can happen, but it's very slim. Because remember, a lot of times when you get to trial or get to court, things may go in the doctor's way. All right, so I wanted to just briefly go over the 4 D's of a medical malpractice lawsuit. A lot of you may already know that. The first one is duty. That's what the doctor and patient relationship. The doctor is supposed to follow certain rules and meet certain expectations of competence, right? So that's the first D, is duty. If the doctor can help the patient, he should help the patient to the best of his expertise. He shouldn't be going over and beyond his expertise. And that's what happened to a lot of us who have been harmed by these medical professionals. They have gone beyond their scope of their education, and they're crossing over onto another person's specialty when they should have consulted with another specialty in the beginning of your surgery. The second D is dereliction. The doctor has violated the duty or trust. He may go beyond his scope of work. He's not supposed to. If he was supposed to remove an appendix, but while in surgery also took out a gallbladder, he has gone beyond his scope of duties. He has gone beyond his expertise. He's not supposed to do that. So if you have found that your doctor have those two for sure, then you're on your road to maybe pursuing a medical malpractice case. The next D that you'll need is direct causation. If there was a dereliction of duty, he did it directly. Did the doctor cause the outcome that you are considering to file a lawsuit about? Because, you know, they're going to say that certain things just happen because they did A, B happened, and they had nothing to do with it. So you really need to have a very clear picture and a clear understanding of what your procedure was and what went wrong, and if the doctor was a direct cause of what went wrong. The last D is damages. What physical or emotional harm did the physician cause to you? Did you go in there to get your left toe removed and he removed your right toe? Okay, that's a damage, right? You went in there to have a surgery done. The surgery was done, but now, I don't know, you have these mesh in you for IVC filters or so forth because now your arteries or your veins aren't as strong or don't work as well. Did the doctor actually cause the damage? Okay, just wanted to kind of briefly go over those, and I'm willing to research and talk about anything that anybody wants to hear about, because I know in the groups that I'm in, it's, oh my gosh, it's hundreds of people, and everybody's situation is so different. A lot of them are in these support groups because they have actually lost members of their family due to medical negligence, and the doctor or doctors have walked away scot-free. This is why I'm trying to have these podcasts, because I want people to see that a lot of people are being harmed and nothing is being done to the doctor because of the insurance companies, and nobody wants to pay out. And it's not always about paying out money. When you're wrong, you're wrong. You need to admit that you're wrong and move on, because a lot of people have lost their lives. They lost their careers. Some people have anxiety now. Some people have PTSD because of surgeries and such. Can't really think of anything else that I was going to touch on today. Like I said, I'm real on the outside, still just doing outline form and just trying to keep everything really, really general, because I want you guys to be able to come back, and you can comment if you download the Anchor app, or you can comment on my social media that I will be publishing this podcast to. So today, I think, was a good day. It was full of information. I hope I didn't take up too much of your time, but the date is August 20th. I just want to note that so that going forward we'll know. I just want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank everybody for their support, especially people who at this time have not been harmed by a medical professional. But I just want you to take this information and keep it in the back of your head, because when you need it, you need it. And we never know from day to day, even a simple medical procedure that a doctor or a surgeon has performed numerous times, sometimes things go wrong. So that's what this support group is for, people who have things that have gone wrong. I want to thank you again and enjoy your evening.